Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 14. Earnestly pursue love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries in the Spirit. But he who prophesies speaks to men for their edification, encouragement, and comfort. The one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I wish that all of you could speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? Even in the case of lifeless instruments, such as the flute or harp, how will anyone recognize the tune they are playing unless the notes are distinct? Again, if the trumpet sounds a muffled call, who will prepare for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Assuredly, there are many different languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If, then, I do not know the meaning of someone's language, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and he is a foreigner to me. It is the same with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, strive to excel in gifts that build up the church. Therefore, the one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What, then, shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. Otherwise, if you speak a blessing in spirit, how can someone who is uninstructed say amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying? You may be giving thanks well enough, but the other one is not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church, I would rather speak 5 coherent words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking be mature. It is written in the law, by strange tongues and foreign lips I will speak to this people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues, then, are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for believers, not for unbelievers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and some who are uninstructed or some unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your minds? But if an unbeliever or uninstructed person comes in while everyone is prophesying, he will be convicted and called to account by all, and the secrets of his heart will be made known. So he will fall face down and worship God, proclaiming, God is truly among you. What, then, shall we say, brothers? When you come together, everyone has a psalm or a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done to build up the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, 2, or at most 3, should speak in turn, and someone must interpret. But if there is no interpreter, he should remain silent in the church and speak only to himself and God. 2 or 3 prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. And if a revelation comes to someone who is seated, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to prophets. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Women are to be silent in the churches. They are not permitted to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they wish to inquire about something, they are to ask their own husbands at home, for it is dishonorable for a woman to speak in the church. Did the word of God originate with you, or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone considers himself a prophet or spiritual person, let him acknowledge that what I am writing you is the Lord's command. But if anyone ignores this, he himself will be ignored. So, my brothers, be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But everything must be done in a proper and orderly manner. This is God's word. Paul continued writing about miraculous gifts in this chapter, and he recommended the gift of prophecy over the gift of tongues, as we saw in verses 1 through 25. Paul made several points in this chapter to try to correct the errors of the Corinthians. First, tongues in a church setting are useless. We saw that in verse 6, which says, "What good will I be?" and also in verse 28. Tongues do not edify other believers, as we saw in verses 1 through 12, and they make unbelievers think that you are insane, according to verse 24. Next, interpreted tongues are useful, according to verses 13 through 17, so pray for that gift if you find yourself speaking in tongues. The next point Paul made is this: tongues are given to benefit unbelievers, not believers. We saw that in verses 10 through 11, and in verses 21 and 22a. The benefit Paul has in mind here is the benefit of hearing the gospel in one's own language without a translator. We saw that in verse 21. Since all the Corinthians shared a common language, there was no need for anyone to speak in tongues, particularly if there was no interpreter. So the Corinthians shouldn't use the gift of tongues or elevate it as if it were the ultimate expression of spirituality. Next, the gift of prophecy edifies believers, as we saw in verses 2 through 5 and verse 19, and it convicts unbelievers, as we saw in verses 22 through 25. So that makes it a superior spiritual gift to tongues, because it's useful for both believers and unbelievers. There are two larger principles in this passage beyond the issue of speaking in tongues and the issue of prophecy. The first larger principle is that the goal of church gatherings is to edify believers primarily. We saw that in verse 5, verse 12, verse 19, and verse 26c. But it also exists secondarily to convict unbelievers, as we saw in verses 24 and 25. And second, the second point is that church gatherings should be done in an orderly way, as we saw in verses 36 through 40. Chaos does not please the Lord, as we saw in verse 33. Now, these two principles should inform you if you find yourself looking for a church someday. The second of these two principles is drawn from a basic principle about God's nature, and it says in verse 33, "God is not a God of disorder, but of peace." As followers of Christ, we should seek order in our everyday lives as well. So, is there chaos somewhere in your life? What is one task you could do today, one action you could take that would move you one step closer to peace and order in that area? I would encourage you to take a few minutes right now and think about that and pray about it, asking God for wisdom, and then take that step. Do that action to create more order in your life. In so doing, you'll be reflecting the glory of God, who is a God of order and a God of peace. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe via email for free to these devotionals, and you'll receive an email from me from that point onward every day. And that email will contain a link to the daily scripture reading to help cue you to be reading God's word every day. And the same email will have a link to these devotionals, so you can apply God's word to your life with my help every day. And this is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so there's no risk and there's no cost. Give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support, please do so and go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.